Not since 1984 has Syracuse missed its annual Jazz Fest, but it was announced last week the event will not take place this year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the festival's organizer says he needs to develop a more long-term sustainable financial model to keep the festival going for years to come.
Jazz Fest has featured Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Trombone Shorty in recent years. More than 1 million concertgoers have attended, but executive director Frank Malfitano says the festival fell short in fundraising by about $150,000 this year. A three-year contract with M&T Bank, worth $100,000 annually, ended in 2017.
Instead of looking at that as a loss, we've got an opportunity for a hero to step in and become title sponsor and naming sponsor for the Syracuse Jazz Festival.
Malfitano says he's competing for corporate naming sponsors against venues in Syracuse, like the War Memorial and the recently named St. Joseph's Health Amphitheater. The festival is free each year, and charging tickets could bring in the needed revenue. But Malfitano says he is against that.
This music came from the community, came from its people, came from the African-American community. I never want to be a part of anything that excludes the very community that created and gave us this incredible global art form.
Malfitano says he will take a one-year hiatus to consider all the options as he tries to raise the money needed for 3 years and hopefully many more in the future. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.